Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi. Cosi.org.
Like. It's the Bro Show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Today, I'm a dolphin. Just so everyone knows.
Just spiritually?
I'm a dolphin.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to swim with the dolphins at SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah. We could just go to the public pool after this and you'll swim with a dolphin.
Oh, wait, because you're a dolphin.
Yeah, so you don't need to go to SeaWorld.
SeaWorld.
But with SeaWorld, I remember we were in San Diego and they had roller coasters.
Oh, yeah. Now they have roller coasters.
Yeah.
That's because of the vibe of like people trying to avoid the topic.
Oh, well, I didn't know if we were going to say it right in the beginning or more just like.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to announce I'm a dolphin.
Because we do know that you guys saw the title.
Yeah, so we're going to be stopping the podcast, guys. I said it in such a happy voice.
We're like announcing something so
I'm like,
exciting.
We have a makeup brand.
This is very uncomfortable. It kind of gives the vibe of there's a married couple. They divorced and then they decided to get back together and now they're divorcing again. That because the podcast, we did it. We stopped it. We did it again. And now this is the end of Bro Show 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I do dislike how this is like a second time discontinuing the podcast. It does seem, just seems odd. It's like, there's probably going to be a third and fourth and fifth time. By the fifth time we stop the podcast, then it just will just be like, you guys will already be used to it.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is the official end announcement to Bro Show 2.0, but like Jacob said, last time we ended it, we were like, we probably won't do it again, but then we did. So like, I could see a world where we're like, Bro Show 3.0, but like, we don't know when that'll be or if it'll ever happen.
Yeah, because we were like discussing ending the podcast and then we both realized like, wait, this isn't like a this isn't the ending that's never, it's like, it isn't a doomsday scenario. I like referring to it as the end of season two because it is technically a season. And then so this is what's weird though, is that season one was 3 years. Season two was like 10 months.
Yeah.
But you know, seasons, it's always different.
That's the thing. Yeah, the first season we got more renewed episodes, but then the second season, the network only gave us this many, but we're the people who control the network. But yeah.
Yeah, because the thing about this podcast is that like it's all up to us. If you guys want full transparency, like there's no one controlling us. So like if we did, yeah, so that's why we're saying the end of season two, because like if we do want to do the podcast again, we could at any point.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have any plans right now for that.
We apologize.
But this isn't the very last episode of season two, though.
Oh, yeah. Should we announce that right now?
Yeah, we should give, because we thought of, well, I think it's a good idea. We think it's a good idea, but we'll see what you guys say. So basically, okay. So this is the
announcement of the end of season two. Next week is the season two finale.
In the comments, put what you want us to do for the last episode and we'll do the most liked comment, but we will do a disclaimer. We will do the most liked comment if we want to. So since me and Lucas have free will, let's say the top comment is go to Disney World in Paris. Okay, now me and Lucas technically could do that.
We probably won't within a week.
Yeah, so if it's we like most likely would do the top comment, but if it's also like do MDMA in a forest. Neither of us have done MDMA, so what I'm trying to, I just want to give a disclaimer that me and Lucas are not as wild as you guys think we are. So if you guys do want us to do heroin on a boulevard somewhere, that probably isn't going to happen.
I know, because I have a feeling the top comment is going to be some, they're going to be so mad that we're ending season two of the Bro Show that they're going to be like, run through effing traffic, you two jerks. And then since we promised we would do that for the last episode, we'd be forced to do that if it's the top liked comment.
Yeah.
But just so you guys know, like, we aren't going to do it if it's something like that. That's our boundary. But yeah, so comment below what you want us to do for the season finale next week. It could be a game. I don't even know. I'm not even going to give any examples besides the ones we said we won't do. Just comment below what you think the finale should be, and maybe we'll take the top comment. Maybe we'll do a conglomeration. Yeah. Is that a word? Of all of the comments we like of what we should do. But yeah, let us know what you want the Bro Show 2.0 finale to be, because we're very thankful you guys have listened to the Bro Show 2.0. We've had a great 10 months. And yeah, we're just thankful for you guys. So we want to, you know, give you a gift.
No, I'm genuinely...
Next week, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the comments are. And even though I did give out those disclaimers, like Lucas said, it can be anything. Like, if you guys want... If the top comment is adjust assumptions about yourself, I guess we would do that. But it doesn't seem that fun, but...
I kind of feel like it might be we'll just do a lot of the comments. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, well...
Because some of them might... It might be like, I want you to... I don't even know... whistle or something, but then that can't be the whole episode, so that'd just be a little part of the episode, you know?
Yeah, but like Lucas said, I'm genuinely thankful that you guys listened and watched season two. I'm not completely sure, but from my memory, I feel like maybe I came off as ungrateful on the end of season one, but no, I actually think it's so cool that you guys listen, and we aren't stopping the podcast because, like, no one cares about the podcast. No, we know people actually care about it. We're just gonna focus on other stuff. But yeah, it's like really cool that people actually watch the podcast. And it does seem like the people that watch or listen to the podcast, there's like a different sense of community because it's like way more... I mean, it's way longer than a YouTube video.
Yeah, not really any editing. Sometimes people do catch when we cut stuff. Like, they'll comment being like, 13 minutes, 20 seconds, they cut something. Like, because I don't cut it clean enough. But, so it's mostly an unedited hour of us each week. So yeah, it does feel like when we have been doing the podcast, it always does feel like we have more of like a, the parasocial relationship deepens, you know?
Yeah. It does. But it does seem like that.
Now it's time to get into why. Okay. Why is the Bro Show 2.0 ending?
So the thing about it is that, of course, there's a multitude of reasons. Some of them we can't get into legally. No, I'm joking. But yeah, as I said, we can focus on other stuff.
But yeah, we're going to focus on our main channels. We were discussing, yeah, just like, do we... Because we always knew when we started the podcast again, we... Obviously, wouldn't keep doing it. We'd only be doing it as long as we wanted to do it. Like, it's not like we're under some contract from some company that we have to keep doing it. So we decided for the time being, we want to, yeah, focus on our main channels. I have my second channel I launched, if you guys don't know, The Lucas Lounge.
So YouTube.com/The Lucas Lounge. Oh, yeah. Is it?
Like, I think it's like at The Lucas something.
Oh, that's the new YouTube bit, yeah.
But the thing is, I feel like with most podcasts, if it was... ending, like, it would be way more intense because the two people in the podcast, like, would probably never do, like, they don't do content outside of the podcast, but like Lucas and Jacob content is obviously gonna continue to live. We're gonna be uploading videos together all the time, so
it's not over. It's just something different.
But then the
people divorcing and explaining it to their kids. Yeah. Except we're brothers and we weren't married.
Yeah, it's just the podcast marriage.
Yeah, sorry. But the Lucas, but yeah, this is us explaining to the children. Yeah, like we're still all going to be a family, guys. Like it'll, we're still going to do videos together. You can still watch them.
No, but that's like one of the things that we were discussing when we were talking about stopping the podcast is like, that's why now, like I get the podcast is important, but that's why I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. The podcast is ending. Okay, because first of all, we're brothers that actually just hang out, not even when we're doing content, we're actually just hanging out and stuff. So that's first of all why it's not weird is because like we don't only hang out when we're doing the podcast or whatever. Yeah. So first of all, it's not like, oh, wait, I'm never going to see you again. What? But because I feel like maybe with some podcasts that would be the vibe. I'm not sure. The second reason why I didn't really feel like it's that weird is because it doesn't feel like a big deal to me is because, yeah, we do like so much content together. So, okay. I was just going to say the word content just like, just makes me feel so funny. I'd rather say videos.
Yeah, we do a lot of YouTube videos together and we're going to continue to do them together. I know there's somebody who's going to probably start a rumor. Are they in a fight? We are, but we're trying to work through it.
Literally.
No, actually, there's been no drama. I kind of wish it was like the Call Her Daddy ending where like one of us secret, like what happened again? Like one of them got a deal for $60 million and the other one didn't or something. But that didn't happen to us, unfortunately.
I did get an email saying that a designer wants to work with me, but it would have to be on my own podcast. No, you know how like... we get so many like scam emails as YouTubers.
Yeah.
And the funniest email, most recently, the funniest scam email is, so this is what it says in the subject line. A designer wanna work, I don't know why I said it so fast. A designer wants to work with you. So of course I'm like, oh my gosh, let me pause my gun. I didn't know Mark Jacob wants to work with me. No, I knew it was a scam, but yeah, it just is some random email and it's like, blah, 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 want you to be part of their sunglasses collection.
What if it's real, though?
Well, if I Googled the... maybe it's real, but, like, it's also kind of fake. Like,
I could see somehow it's in a middle ground.
Yeah, they said nothing about my own podcast. I'm just joking.
Oh, my God, we actually could start drama. I'm leaving this podcast, and I'm going to continue to do a Lucas and Jacob podcast, but I'm doing it with Jacob Sartorius. That's actually why this is happening. Jacob Sartorius DM'd me and asked if I wanted to do a podcast with him. So since he had more followers than you, sorry, but I'm going to be switching Lucas and Jacob to me and Jacob Sartorius.
What the F?
Just kidding. But about a year ago, Jacob Sartorius did DM me and I didn't reply just because I didn't know. I don't know why I didn't reply, but if he somehow sees this, he won't. Like, I wish I would have replied, but he just DM'd me saying, like, I have an idea for me and you. It would break the internet. And, like, I don't know what it was, but me and you were saying, like, I'm guessing it was, all we could think of was, like, a podcast? Or was it just doing a TikTok dance together?
I thought he said that it was a podcast.
No, he just said, I have an idea for... I think he might have just said you. I don't even think he said I have an idea for me and you. I think he DM'd me saying I have an idea for you that would break the internet.
Oh, so maybe he wanted to be your manager.
Maybe I should reply to that. Now that I'm going to have a little bit more extra time during the week, that since the podcast is going to end, like I might as well take Jacob Sartorius up on whatever that offer was and be like, okay, like what do you want me to do? And just do whatever he wants me to do for the next year.
Yeah, I feel like it could be a good one. Well, since you tried to brag about who DM'd you to start a podcast, John Mayer said he wanted to start a podcast with me.
No, Jacob.
So stop.
No, you can continue the Lukes and Jacob podcast. You could do it with Lucas Gabriel from the High School Musical.
That's not his, is that his actual name?
Lucas Gabriel.
Yeah, that would be his actual name.
Yep. Well, his name in this movie is Ryan.
It's Ryan. Okay.
Sharpay and Ryan.
Yeah. But yeah, is there anything else we have to cover? I didn't put in the notes that we started the podcast when we were kids. Because you can say, what? You guys want kids? But I remember Adele released Hello. And maybe it was from an album called 25. And she said, I think it was the album 30. And it was Easy on Me. And it said, I was just the kid. And I think she was talking about being in like having a kid, and maybe that was like when she was my age. So yeah, we were just kids.
Go easy on me, baby.
I was still a child.
Well, after that announcement, I think I have to take a pee break already.
Oh my!
And then should
gosh.
Be. I guess we might as well insert the ad as well right now.
I don't know if we have an ad.
Oh, is that next week?
Yeah.
Oh, promotion for promotion for next week. During the finale, we have an ad.
It's a big one.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. today.
All right, well, since we announced we're ending the podcast, I guess let's now get into just an episode and act like nothing happened. So what's the first topic?
Okay, so you came up with a game.
Oh, a game. Okay, so I was thinking, I think I was watching a video or something where somebody was talking about flowers. They were buying flowers for an event or something, and I think they said, I'm getting peonies. Peonies, is that how you say that flower?
Yeah, I know.
Peonies.
Peonies. I don't know how I mean, I can't act like I'm that intelligent about flowers. I don't know how to say that, but.
But, and I also feel like when I'm just like reading, like when I'm reading books, they always are mentioning like these flowers were on the table. Besides roses and sunflowers, I feel like I'm actually brain dead when it comes to flowers. So I thought it would be fun on the podcast since that's such a blind area for me and maybe a lot of people, but I feel like most people would know more than I do about flowers. Like most people don't know all the intricacies of all these different type of flowers, but I feel like my knowledge is very, like, very stunted in the flower category. So Jacob is going to quiz me on flowers. And then I
but
wanted to do
it. But this is like the blind leading the blind for both of our categories, because for my for the flowers, I don't know much about it either. And then for the category that Lucas is doing for me, I'm assuming you don't know. You know as much as me, maybe.
Yeah, trees. I'm going to be quizzing Jacob on trees. I do feel like trees are a little, for me, a little bit easier. And I feel like you might get some of mine. Because you know, like trees, like I feel like I do. Like, you know, like these weird trees that you see, like you do kind of know the names of them a
some
little bit.
Some of them, yeah. Because with, okay, so with flowers and trees, actually, it's one of those things where you sometimes do feel like, wait, maybe I should spend 6 hours randomly one day and learn all of this. Because whenever you're watching TV shows and the books and even talking to people, friends and family, they mention these flowers and trees. And then sometimes I think like, I actually don't know what that is. Or they point at something and say, that's an iris. And I'm like, oh, that's very pretty, but I wouldn't have known it's an iris. And it makes me think like, am I supposed to know this? / when did everyone else learn this and where was I?
The thing is, like, we definitely didn't learn it in school. It's like they actually just are interested, I guess. It's like a lot of people don't know the name of everybody on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but I have that over them. They just, and it's not like I took time to learn that. Like, these things just, I feel like if you naturally are interested, you just absorb it.
Some of it you do learn in school, though, because do you remember like
about Real Housewives?
No, that flowers and cheese, because do you remember there was like a chapter where you kind of learn about every, or a unit where you learn about every state's tree and flower? I feel like trees and flowers and other plants, like, I guess both of our categories, we're talking about the study of botany. I feel like you do kind of learn about that throughout school, even in high school.
Oh, yeah. I probably was...
not that much, but kind
of. I probably was too busy being a teen model. So I was out of school probably when that was being learned.
I remember a few years ago. I mean, that's the thing is that like, I guess like this wasn't because I was like, I want to learn about cheese because I don't know any of the cheese. But I remember I read a book that was about botany because I thought it was about...
Is
that how you say that word, by the way? Botany or botany?
Botany, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's for sure some part of me that's interested in it because I've kind of read like two books about it, like in the past few years. One book
kind
was,
of read.
No, that's the thing is that when I have like a habit of reading books and reading like 3/4 of it and being like, that was so such a good book. And I actually would be like, it was a good book, but I'm kind of just like, I'm going to move on to the next one now.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Yeah, so that's what I mean by kind of read them. But one was about like how plants shape your life. And then another one was about how, okay, so there's so many different plants. And it was kind of talking about one of the points was that like, let's just say there's like 800,000 plants. Only like 60,000 of them have been studied. So then it's like all these other hundreds of thousands could help so many illnesses and stuff.
Weird.
We just aren't aware. So it's cool that there is people out there like trying to research all these plants and find out how they cure different things. Like if we can use them to benefit people.
Oh, that is good.
These botany people.
Botanists. So should I do mine first, the flowers?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I picked like 9 flowers.
It's just funny because I was even thinking like, what's a basic flower? Tulips. If someone had a gun to my head and said, I'm going to kill your whole effing family. I guess they'd have a gun to my family, not my head. And they had a gun pointed at all my family and they said, I'm going to shoot them all if you don't know which one is a tulip. I'd be so scared because I genuinely, like a tulip is one of those ones where like, maybe I'd be able to guess it right if there were like 4 flowers. But I don't, like no image comes to my mind when I say tulip.
Yeah.
Is that one that you would know? Because I feel like that's a basic one.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I probably wouldn't. I just did this research for yesterday. Well, for the research, I just looked this all up yesterday. So now it's on my mind. But before that, not really.
Okay.
But in walking, okay, so first of all, with flowers and stuff, just being in nature and stuff, do you ever look at, like, flowers and be like, that's pretty, like you're appreciative of flowers though.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I think they're beautiful. I just don't know the names to them. And maybe this is my first step. And like in 20 years, maybe this will be in my documentary and they'll be like, this is so funny. Like he was 31 in this clip and he didn't even know anything about flowers. And then like maybe at that point I'll be like an expert in flowers and that'll be my whole career being a flower person. Like who knows? This could be the beginning to a whole journey.
Yeah, I guess like you never know.
You never know. So you're just going to show me a photo? How is this going to work? And you'll have to describe it for the audio people.
Yeah. So first of all, I put down a few facts. There's around like 300,000 types of flowers. So
damn.
That's crazy.
So how did you, for this quiz, are you doing more simple flowers that like a lot of the listeners would know? Or did you go like out there to where even these flower type of people who like go to the flower shop every week and get different flowers for their kitchen table, even they won't know what these are.
No, if you're a flower person, you would know all of these, I'm assuming, because I like found these on websites that were like most common flowers or like 150 flowers that are pretty to plant. So I feel like if you were a flower person, yeah, this isn't like flowers that are only in like this remote island in Scandinavia or something, you know?
Okay, yeah, no, I get that.
But the funny thing is that while I was researching these flowers, a lot of them are part of the same family. So there's a lot of siblings and stuff. But another thing about flowers is that I don't like some, they're like meant for like different events and stuff, right?
Yeah, I know there's some for like mourning, love flowers, friendship flowers. Like, yeah, they all do have like, they're meant to be for different things. Like, aren't white roses for death?
I thought it would have been like black roses. That's not even a thing.
White roses in the snow, never let me go.
Maybe it is. Okay, so the first photo I'm showing Lucas right now.
Can the camera see it? I can see it if you show it. But can it see it in the viewfinder?
I mean, you can see it, but it might be like overexposed. I'm not sure.
I feel like that's good, actually.
But yeah, it's a flower that has a yellow center and a bunch of white petals flowing out from the center.
Looks very familiar to me. This is the easiest one, are you thinking? One of them?
There's a few easy ones. This is one of the few easy ones.
Immediately, I go to sunflower, but then part of me thinks it's sunflower yellow petals. Like, when I'm thinking of a sunflower, I think that might be yellow petals and, like, a green black middle. I'm just going to... That's all I'm thinking, sunflower.
Okay. So this is not a sunflower. Ah! That's a daisy.
Oh, yeah, Katy Perry song.
That's the thing that I was realizing about these while looking up flowers. There's so many names that people name a lot of their kids after flowers. Like, we know a few kids. Of the list I've made, we know a few people that have these names.
I know, that's crazy. Oh my God, this proves how like horrible my knowledge of flowers is. I didn't even guess effing daisies right.
Oh,
like this is the beginning. This is the beginning to me changing. I'm going to become a botanist.
The one thing that I have about that is that it's a European species. So if it did speak, it would talk like, hello, what's up?
Hello, it's the super nanny.
So yeah, if it did talk, it would talk like that, which is kind of cool to think about.
That's cool to know.
Yeah, so if it's a European flower, I wonder, how did it get to the States? Someone just brought it in a ship, or is it European, but then it's also, there's an American daisy? I'm not sure.
Probably someone brought it on a ship one time.
Okay, now this one, I'm pretty sure you're going to guess.
Oh!
So this has yellow petals and like a brown yellow center.
Oh, yeah. I think before I described the middle as green and slash black. No, it's a brown middle. No, this is the sunflower. I got it.
Sunflower seeds. Do you remember learning this? That sunflowers can like grow as tall as humans.
That does
like
ring a bell.
15 feet, I saw sometimes.
Sunflower seeds are really good. And I never mastered being able to eat them without, like, some people can break open the shell and eat the seed all just with their tongue. I can't do that. Also, when I just used to eat sunflower seeds all the time, I would just eat the whole thing. I think this has already been talked about on the podcast at some point. But I would just eat the whole thing and then I would spit it out. Like, I would chew on it and it'd be so salty and amazing. But then I'd be like, I can't swallow all this because I'm eating this, even the shell. And then I would just spit it out.
I remember I would swallow it and it would like hurt my throat, like pokey parts. But did you ever get like the interesting flavors? Like ranch.
Oh, yes.
Like those were so good.
The sunflower seeds, they have to be so salted. Like ridiculous.
We were at a baseball game yesterday, and there were sunflower seeds all over the ground.
I know.
But, okay, so a littering expert can inform me, but I kind of consider that not littering. Because
no,
because
it's biodegradable, right?
Well, it's a plant, so wouldn't it just like somehow soak into the soil and benefit the soil?
Yeah, correct us if we're wrong, but I thought spitting out sunflower seeds is fine. I also remember being with somebody once, and they threw out a banana peel out the window, and they told me that was fine because it would go into the earth and help the earth. Is that true or not? Let us know in the comments.
That's something that I would think is true. Like,
you'd have to remove the sticker, because a lot of bananas have a sticker.
I've done this before, so I've said so many times on this podcast, you shouldn't litter, but I've done this before. I wanted to go on a walk, but I also wanted an apple. So I ate the apple, and then there was the core. Now, throwing it on the cement, I feel like, is rude, but I was in this neighborhood where there was a bunch of, just like wildlife area or like mud.
Common areas.
Yeah, and I just threw it in there because I was like, oh, it's going to compost and stuff.
That seems fine.
Yeah, and I just thought like that would help the
earth. Can you imagine like all these flies would go to it, like ants and shit, like they're all the nature in that area is gonna love that shit.
And if I threw it in the trash, that's benefiting nothing. It just is gonna go to one of those
in
trash
a plastic
piles,
bag.
The trash piles that they start on fire or whatever the F.
Yeah, no, I actually think you're supposed to throw out fruit into nature, I would guess.
And the next one, this is another easy. So I like that's the hint that I'll give you. Like this is another easy.
Yeah,
one.
Roses. This is, I got it.
No,
where are these tulips?
Yeah, these are tulips.
Wait, that actually. Okay, now that I actually look at it a little bit closer, it is a little bit different from a rose.
Yeah,
so that's what a tulip is. Okay.
So a bunch of these flowers, like, because I wasn't really aware of this, but a bunch of these flowers come in different colors. Like,
okay.
Yeah, so, because I've, like, there's been times where I thought, like, I know roses can be other colors too, but there was, like, a time where I thought they couldn't be other colors, that they just had to be red, but.
They just dye them.
But yeah, they can be other colors. Okay, the next one. Okay, now we're getting into ones that are actually more
advanced.
Yeah, like these aren't like full kindergarten flowers anymore. So this one's actually very interesting. It's like a bunch of petals smushed together. To me, it looks
like a
papier-mâché flower.
Kind of looks like a corsage, maybe? I don't know.
I do have a hint to give you, but yeah, I won't give you because it would give it away. The hint that I would give would give it away.
I don't even have a guess. So give me like some sort of hint.
Well, the only hint I could think of is you actually mentioned this flower, which was funny.
Wait, did I really? Now I'm trying to think back to what I mentioned. I mentioned tulips. I don't remember mentioning anything else.
Peonies.
Those are peonies?
Yeah,
peonies?
These are peonies.
Okay. Is that like a wedding flower?
It
reminds me of a bouquet.
Yeah, it does. Looking at these flowers makes me just realize, like, I do have a preference.
Okay, so I got most of those wrong, but I learned some stuff.
Wait, how many did you get right, do you think? One or two?
Maybe just one. I think the only one I actually got right on my own was sunflower.
Okay, well, you know, that was lesson one of botany with Jacob.
Okay.
What if I'm saying botany? It's reminding me of, a lobotomy.
Oh, brain surgery for psychosis.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's time for me to quiz Jacob on trees. Like Yay. Jacob said for his, this was kind of, I have to go to Google Docs, but this is kind of also just teaching me because I didn't know a lot of these.
I know Nebraska is home of Arbor Day, but if I'm being completely honest, I don't really know what an arbor tree looks like.
So the first tree I'm going to show you, the fun fact about it is, first of all, it kind of looks like a Christmas tree, and also these can live 25,000. These can live 5,000 years, which seems like a lie. Maybe that's fake news.
Okay, trees. Now, first, I want to say, one of these days, we need to drive under that tree in Northern California. We can drive through it.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. It's
we
that big.
We were talking about how did they scientifically do it where they know it's not going to fall?
They don't. Know?
Yeah, because
I think it's enter at your own risk.
So, a pine tree.
Yeah. Started out with the easy one.
Okay, for a second, I thought you were going to be annoying and do the scientific terms. And I was like, wah.
This next one is also very easy.
Just to be fun. I know you're going to say palm tree, but coconut tree? Well, can't a palm tree be like a lot of things or something?
I guess you could also refer to it as a coconut tree, but it's a palm tree.
Okay.
And the fun fact about that one I saw is it's technically grass. This goes back to episodes ago. We were saying we hate these botanists who claim all this shit, saying vegetables are fruit. Tomatoes are a fruit. People, if you actually were going to be one of those people, you'd show a palm tree and say it's not a palm tree, even though tree's an effing name. You would say it's a grass. It's technically a grass. It's not a tree.
And okay, have you ever ate palm tree yet? Because you know at the grocery store they have. Okay, so we were at this restaurant. None of us got it, but they have they had hot to palms, and I was like, is that just palm tree? And I googled it, and yeah, it's palm tree. I'm assuming it would be like the center.
I know I've had heart of palms in my life. I didn't know that was a part of a palm tree.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is also kind of a basic one. It's orangish red. If you're listening, but I wouldn't maybe know it.
Okay.
But just the hint is like it's one of the basic trees.
Oh, like very pretty.
Red. It reminds you of like fall kind of looking at it.
Yeah, it does. Like for sure I've seen this one. Can you tilt it a little bit more towards me? Okay, yeah.
What are you thinking when you look at this?
I don't know. It just sucks right now. I don't know why this is happening, but I'm actually just going blank. I'm just going to say ivy.
It's
even
a maple
ivy,
tree.
A maple tree, that's classic.
Yeah, everyone knows about that one, but I wouldn't have known what it looked like either. So the fun fact about this one is it takes 40 gallons of the sap from a maple tree to make 1 gallon of maple syrup.
Oh.
For some reason, while we're doing this, it gives the vibe of since we're ever ending the podcast, we purposely did a boring last episode.
No,
so everyone would be like, bitch, I am glad this is ending.
When I was doing the flowers to you, I was genuinely having fun. Like, I actually think this is a fun game, but I was kind of thinking, I could see some people thinking, you guys just did this topic to be annoying because you wanted us to hate the podcast by the end.
No, so they're happy it's ending?
It actually isn't. I feel like there probably is a few people that thought that.
I'll go through it fast. Next one, this one, it's pink.
To get my memory jogging.
Yeah, it's very pretty. I'm pretty sure the photo is when it's in bloom. I'm assuming it's not always in bloom.
Pink. Pink Pony Club tree?
It's the cherry blossom.
Oh, you did say that.
I just have a couple more, guys. Don't worry. So these are...
Maybe we just made that up in our head.
I'm just going to do one more. Because me doing it, I'm getting bored. So I kind of want to just end it. But this, I think this might be the one that you said you can drive through
Red
in California.
Yak. Is that actually what it's called or no?
Redwood.
No. Oh, redwood.
But yeah, it's the tallest tree in the world is a redwood tree.
Shit.
And some of these are taller than the Statue of Liberty.
We got to be nice to these trees. They have so much wisdom. Like, didn't you say they are alive for so many years?
Oh, yeah. Literally, they're alive way longer than generations of humans.
Yeah, so that's actually insane.
Episode, we talked about what would happen if you didn't pay at a restaurant. And some people had things to say.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why you hit. Yeah, I don't know why I'm hitting the computer back and forth, but
some people, because me and Jacob were saying, so if you don't pay at Chili's, like, what happens? Does that happen to any of you guys listening? Because we were thinking calling the police sounds way too dramatic over like a $50 bill. But then people commented and they're like, no, they definitely call the cops. Like, that's stealing. And it made me realize, like, yeah, if you stole a case of Diet Coke from a grocery store, like, they would call the cops because that's illegal. Like, for some reason, I didn't view it as actually being illegal not paying the bill at Chili's. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about if you get to the end of your dinner, your cards don't work and you have no cash and you're like, well, what do we do from here? I guess they actually do call the cops.
In full, when we were talking about it last episode, I was pitching people that had an $18 bill / $20 bill, but... Yeah, these comments just woke me up to like, oh, I guess, yeah, like me and I guess that is stealing.
Yeah. But somebody also said, yeah, they'll arrest you for stealing or they'll wait for you. They'll like make you stay there and say you have to call somebody to bring you money, like call a friend, gather money from people in your life to pay the bill. Somebody actually said this happened to them at Denny's. They said, I don't remember how much the bill was, but it wasn't a horrendous amount. They did call the police. We ended up not paying and got banned. But I feel like if I were to go there today, they wouldn't remember. So I don't know, like, they didn't really give more details. Like, I don't know if they got a ticket or, like, for stealing $40, like, I wonder what the fine, you probably just get a ticket and a fine that you have to pay off?
Yeah, but I also could see those restaurants out there where if the bill isn't too large, it's more of the vibe of, we're going to take a photo of you and put you in the employee room so you don't ever come back in.
Oh, yeah. Somebody also said they work at a dine-in movie theater, and they said crazy stuff happens when people can't pay. They said in the middle of the movie, people will dine in dash, and most of the time they say they act like it's the waiter's fault. But like, or they said they try to fight them, and then they said obviously they'll call the cops if they do that.
Yeah, because I wonder if stuff like that, did they actually not know it was going to be the price, or are they just trying to?
Dining and dashing at a movie theater dine-in place seems stupid because the whole point is to see the movie, and now you're not even going to see part of it because you have to dine and dash. And the food is never really that good. It's more about the movie.
Yeah, but I guess maybe it would be easier to do it at a movie theater. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that honestly probably would be. Because they're not really, you might be walking to the bathroom and then, yeah, you just leave.
Well, the movie theater that we're talking about, they actually make you pay in the beginning.
They make you give a credit card.
Yeah, because that's an example we were talking about last week. We were saying it's weird how so many restaurants just, they are so trustworthy, you don't need to pay till the end. But this movie theater that we're talking about is an example of they aren't trustworthy because right when you order anything, they have to swipe a card.
But they do say, are you paying with cash or card? Like, if we said cash, then maybe would they leave it open or do they make you give the cash before?
That's what I was wondering. Like, yeah, because is it a thing where they will give you the change at the end of the movie? I was wondering that too, what would happen with cash.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I also had another topic I wanted to bring up. So I just thought this was interesting. Apparently, this is an old story from 2019 because I saw it on Reddit or something, and then people replied saying, like, this is old, but I had never heard of it. So first of all, do you want to donate your body to science when you die? Yeah, are you a donor?
I'm pretty sure I am.
I am too. My license says I'm a donor. So my body, if like they find it, they look at my license and then start sending it off to medical students to inspect.
I think next time I get my license, I'm going to remove donor because I kind of want to put my body in, like, I'd rather do something else with it, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure what, but.
Donate it to something or just donate it to the earth?
Oh, I feel like I'd probably just donate it to like the creepy guy down the street.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can put that on your license. Somehow yeah. Clarify
or
that.
Just put it on my will.
So you would, but the thing is, so we think we're donating our body to science and it's like, oh, so cute. But somebody's mom, the mom died and she donated her body to science and they're like, oh my God, so beautiful. Somehow the family found out that being donated to science equaled her body getting blown up by the military.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, like during like a test, like they were testing stuff on the army site and they blew her up.
Oh yeah, to me that's not science.
Like you could say that's science, I guess, because they were studying if how the bomb worked or something, but like they, I guess the son said that the mom was under the impression, and he was under the impression that her body was being donated to Alzheimer's research. But then they later found out it was just being used. Maybe it was at one point being used for Alzheimer's research. Alzheimer's research. I always say Alzheimer's. I used to say old timers.
Oh, I always say Alzheimer's, but it's how do you pronounce it?
I said Alzheimer's. That's how it's spelled, but I think it's Alzheimer's.
Okay.
But anyway, so maybe it was originally like they studied her body because maybe she had Alzheimer's. So they studied her brain and they got her use out of that. But then I guess they were like, well, we have this body, so let's explode it.
I don't know. This is just making me think that I'm just dead, so it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme, but that would suck having your body donated and technically your body is used to advance war tactics.
Yeah,
AKA
that would
kill
suck.
More people. It just would suck knowing, like, if there is an afterlife, knowing, like, oh, so my body was technically used to create, to make war better, AKA kill more people.
I know. So he, I think, is trying to sue, but no one really knows what's going to happen.
But, okay, so how did they find that out? Like, I didn't
that
even know
weird.
That you know. Like, I just thought, let's say, yeah, someone you knew died and they got it donated to science. I thought it would just be more of, like, all we know is, oh, it went to this university, but we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how he ever would have found out, to be honest. Like, maybe one of his friends worked in the military and they were like, not trying to be weird, but I think I saw your mom at work today. And then they were like, yeah, we blew her up. Like, that's the only thing. How else would he have found out about this? Yeah, like
I know, because I thought that was
and
just
also,
more of a...
I would assume even like a month after the body's donated, it doesn't really look like the person anymore.
Oh, yeah,
so I
don't
think really...
it would be so decayed.
I actually want to dig into the story more and find out how he did know.
Yeah, because I didn't know that it'd be like that transparent.
Yeah, another topic I wanted to bring up is tickling is a mystery.
Okay, I saw this in the notes. What do you mean?
So basically, I guess there are theories. There are leading theories on why we're ticklish, why we can be tickled, why there's that sensation in our bodies. But they don't know for sure why tickling is even a thing that evolved. Like, why are we evolved to be ticklish? And also, they're saying it's weird how, like, somebody else's touch can tickle you. But for the most part, you can't tickle yourself. Most people can't tickle themselves.
Let me see.
But, like, you literally can't. That's weird. Yeah. Like, if somebody else's hand did that, like, it would tickle you. But then somebody I saw said that you can tickle yourself if you gently brush your tongue on the top of your mouth. Let's do it right now.
Oh,
it's a little
yeah.
ticklish. You know, it's a little bit like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. I
it's a little bit ticklish.
I have. But also.
And don't you kind of have to, like, do this to your mouth, though? Like, after that, like, it kind of is hurts.
Oh, yeah, it kind of, yeah. Like, do you also feel ticklish, though, if you lightly brush your finger against your leg or arm. Like you do feel a slight tickle.
Yeah, you lightly
Nothing
do.
Nothing that really gets you triggered, but a slight one.
But I guess some leading theories for why tickling is a thing is maybe it's because you can find out if a foreign thing is on your body. Like in the old, like as a, even just nowadays, like if there's a tick on your leg, it is good to tickle a little bit from the tick so you can know like, oh, there's a bug on me and I should get it off.
But why? Okay, yeah, so that makes sense to me. But why is there like tickling hot spots? It's such a thing when you're a kid, your armpits are ticklish. So
yeah.
So your armpits, I know it could be like those bugs that used to hide in there when we were cave people, but.
But then they're saying it's weird how when you grow up, tickling is actually like very like painful, but it's weird how you might be laughing. Like think of some giant person came in here and tickled both of us. Like we'd be laughing, but then I'd be crying and I'd pee myself. Well, like it'd be the most, it'd actually be like feel abusive. Like I would not be in any sort of joy, but I might be laughing because like tickling makes you laugh, but I'd be in so much pain.
Well, but then it's weird because would you be in pain? Because like, I'm just thinking about when we went to the Nebraska State Fair, I literally paid money to go on a ride where you spin in circles and that's all it is. You get stuck to the wall and basically you're paying money to get tickled.
Oh yeah, that's, like you have the tickling stomach feeling.
That's all that happened in that game.
But you know, like if somebody tickled your sides of you and like dug their hands into you, that would be like painful.
I mean, that's the thing is that hasn't happened in so long. Like, I feel like that'd be so weird.
I know.
It makes me think of that documentary where like this random guy paid all these people to get tickled, and it was probably like a ring or whatever.
That is the if you want an effed up documentary, I think it's literally just called Tickle, but it will f you up. It's like a psychological thriller documentary.
Yeah.
But yeah, so tickling is a mystery. Let us know your theories below.
What's our theory? Like, what's your theory behind? Like, so the whole bug thing, I feel like that probably is true. But also, like, why is there hot spots for tickling then?
Yeah, is it something to do with, like, your armpits?
Oh, because
are, like,
people,
sensitive to bugs? Like,
people can pick you up from your armpits, so they don't want... You don't want to get abducted that way?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really know. I don't really have a... Like, no theory comes to mind.
Yeah.
We also had a funny email. Do you want me to read it?
Oh, yeah, say it.
So we had an email from somebody and they're having relationship problems. So let's solve them as the bros are coming to the rescue. Hi, y'alls. 4 years later, and I'm finally brave enough to not use my burner email when contacting you guys. I'm the OG grandma girl. She's still alive and doing the same things. I'm pretty sure, don't you remember years ago, some girl wrote in that she hates her grandma?
Yeah.
So this is the girl who hates her grandma, guys. I'm pretty sure, but it's a different email, so we're just going to take their word for it. But their grandma is annoying, and their grandma's still annoying.
So they were using a burner email because our podcast is so shameful that they don't even want to be a little bit
associated with it. Well, I guess then their actual identity would be tied to it, and like they'd be exposed for hitting their grandma.
What if we accidentally said their name?
And then their grandma finds out somehow.
That's true.
Anyway, back to the email. Anyways.
What did they say about their grandma? Did they give an update?
They just said she's still doing the same things.
Oh, okay.
So she's still annoying ass. She's still annoying ass. Anyways, basically, my best friend has a guy friend who I've known for about 4 years. And I've always low-key found him attractive. He's always had a girlfriend, though, so obviously nothing's happened. Last week, he told my best friend he thought I was bad as hell, which I was surprised by because last time I saw him in person was Halloween, where I stood next to my friend silently at the club as the two of them were having a convo. So I'm kind of like, what made him think that about me? That is funny that the one time she saw this guy, she was just silently standing there. But then he updated her friend and said, by the way, like, where's your friend? Like, she's bad as hell.
Also but then, like, describing you know, someone as you're bad as
but
hell.
But then you know that the whole time you were around the guy, you literally were just silently standing there. But your presence was bad as hell.
Maybe you have a lot of confidence.
Yeah. And then anyway, so apparently my friend told him to follow me. He did. And he's been liking my stories and posts less than an hour after I post them. So obviously he's interested. But he isn't making an official move. Is this not the one I thought it was? Okay, no, this is. Thank God. So anyway, she likes this guy, but she said there's one red flag about him. He's in a violent backyard wrestling group.
I'm talking
staples to the head. Like, that's a thing. People are wrestling in backyards and doing staplers to other people's heads.
Oh, wait, I thought it was that. I thought it was they have a whole league, like a fake underground league with wrestling.
Yeah.
And they got so violent they have to go to the hospital for staples. I think he's doing staples during the wrestling?
I'm pretty sure it's staples during the wrestling because she says, I'm talking staples to the head, mild stabbing. How is any stabbing mild? I don't think there's such thing as mild stabbing. Blood everywhere type shit. So if he does eventually start talking to me, should I date him? His Instagram is public, so I wouldn't even want my parents to know his name because they could look him up and be scared of him. So I guess on his Instagram, he's posting about these underground wrestling matches he's in.
Okay, first of all, like, this is just making me want to read a book or watch a documentary about this.
I didn't even know there was this whole world.
But this does kind of ring a bell because I remember a few years ago, I was hearing about underground dog fighting. So if there's underground dog fights, there's for sure underground. But I don't know why saying underground makes it seem so.
Like, why would this have to be underground though? Because dogs, obviously, it's like that's horrible. They aren't even wanting to be a part of that. But if two adults are consenting to be in a stapler fight, like, is that illegal?
This could be why. So they're doing mild stabbing and stuff. Couldn't you see the reason why they kind of want to keep it on the low key is because what if someone, let's say there's 12 people, what if one of them is like, you guys went too far, I'm going to tell the cops. They want it to be underground so then they can all have a truce being like, if one person says we're doing like stabbings, we need to all have each other's back to like, we aren't doing
that. I know, because wouldn't it be pretty easy to go too hard if you're doing mild stabbing? Like,
blood
what the
everywhere?
Hell?
I don't even, yeah, that's the thing what you, like you said, I don't even know what mild stabbing means.
So she continues, I need help on all accounts. I also don't want to go to his wrestling matches because what the fuck will I say? I love how aggressively you stapled that man's collarbone. Like, basically, it just seems like, wouldn't the advice just be don't date him? Because you aren't into this. Unless you secretly think it's kind of cool he's into this shit, then you probably shouldn't date him because don't try to change him. Like, this is his truth. He wants to be a stapler, be in stabbings with all these people consenting to be stapled. Like, I feel like just let him be because I don't want this guy to get a girlfriend who's going to stop him from being in these underground wrestling matches.
I'm not fully aware, but from the way that I'm thinking about it, you know how they're doing these stabbings and stuff. Maybe it is like darker than I'm thinking, but if it's what I'm thinking, I'm glad that these people created this because then they're not doing it to random people.
Oh my
because
God, if yeah.
If these men are just kind of these daredevils and they like doing crazy shit, I'm glad that they're creating groups to do it in and not just doing it in public.
Yeah, like imagine if they did it at a mall, they were stapling random strangers. Like at least they're, yeah, like you said, getting their anger out on these other people.
I guess what I think is that if you're viewing it as more of a casual thing, just like, I want to see what he's up to, see what his vibe is, then like, do it. But yeah, if you're thinking like, I actually want to like date him long term and stuff, and you think it's weird that he's in these fights, then like maybe it wouldn't work because maybe he'd probably just want to continue being in the fights.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think maybe you're overthinking it. Yeah. Like Jacob said, you're thinking about the future, your parents meeting him. It's like, this might just be a cute little fling for 3 weeks. Like, I think it maybe, because for some reason it seems like they're interested in him. So maybe just follow that. I mean, unless he's like actually violent in real life, but maybe hopefully just keeps it in the wrestling
matches.
That's
what I was going to say is that if it's more of just a violent in the wrestling matches, that's good. But yeah, like, just
yeah, so
sure
maybe I don't feel comfortable telling you to pursue. I don't know what to say. But if you actually are so embarrassed of what he does, then it probably isn't a good idea to continue. Cause I mean, you already know how you feel.
Yeah.
But it's all based on what your parents are going to think of him. But it's like, if you actually are down with him being in these stapling fights, maybe, like, who really cares what your parents think? You know what I mean? Like, yes, of course, the first time they hear about it, they'll be like, what the fuck? Who are you dating? But then it's like, I'm an adult. Like, I'm going to live my life. It's like, who really cares? Like, just some of these people, like, do their parents, like, spank them as adults or something? Because, like, with our parents, like, yes, I wouldn't want to, like, do something that was they thought was so horrible. But also, I'd be like, I don't really care because, like, what are you going to do? Like, I'm going to live my life.
Maybe this could also be... it could also be because there's so many of us. We have six other siblings.
Oh my, that's so true.
Less focus on us. Let's say me and Lucas were the only siblings.
That would suck.
I could see our parents would be like they're obviously interested in our lives, but it would be a whole other level where maybe it would be like the topic of conversation 100% of the time,
yeah, no,
rather
actually,
than 5% of the
that's
time.
That's so true. Like, our parents never seem like they're trying to like live through us or be so obsessed with us. Because, yeah, there's so many kids in our family. We're one of eight. We're two of eight kids. But, yeah, if you were the only kid, like, I feel like your parents are, like, it's just natural. Like, they're so absorbed in your life. I feel like that would feel, like, overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, even if you just had, like, two other siblings, it would be a whole different world. So I'm guessing that's why. That but happens.
Now I kind of want to be invited to one of these underground stapling fights, but I want to like somehow know I'm not going to be pulled in.
No, like, okay, now I don't even know if I'd be brave enough, but I am a little bit envious because I don't think I'd be brave enough, but like it does kind of sound fun if you knew someone that was a part of this and they were like super kind, like a little bit scary. So then you could go to the match and if someone tried to say, oh, I want to force him, they would say, no, you can't force him. Like, but
oh,
it
yeah.
does, like you were saying, I just am interested, but I do want to like view it from afar.
I know. I just am intrigued. It's so weird how you drive through a neighborhood and you're like, oh, la-di-da. But like in one of those backyards, like people are being their heads stapled in.
I know. I feel like my vibe for this is that like, yeah, there's people doing staple fights. There's people doing dog fights. And then there's probably another backyard where people are having fake Real Housewife reunion. That's yeah. what's cool. Like, there's probably a group somewhere in the town we live in where people have like cunt-offs every weekend.
I know. I just feel, now I'm just mad we're not invited.
I know. I wanted to talk about the movie Planes from Disney. Does this ring a bell with you?
Is this
ring
recent?
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. That only reason why I know that song is from Just Dance.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, do you remember from Just Dance?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah, they was like.
But what is the movie Planes?
So the reason I wanted to mention it is because it was literally just another version of the movie Cars by Disney.
Are you sure this happened? This gives Mandela effect energy.
Yeah, it actually happened. I remember watching it in theaters.
We were gonna go
camping, but then we watched Planes.
I wasn't there.
No, it was me, our little brother, and our dad.
So. Were they just flying through the sky the whole time? Are they in an airport hangar? Are they abandoned
That's the
planes?
Thing. I don't really remember, so it must not have been that good of a movie, but I'm pretty sure it was probably just an airplane movie, and they also up in the sky. Maybe it had sort of a different premise than Cars, but I'm pretty sure it was just like, Cars, we have three of them, it's doing good, so now let's do Planes. But I did a little bit of research. I just looked at the Wikipedia. The budget was $50 million, and it made $240 million. So is that a success?
I would assume.
Yeah, but they only did one Planes movie.
But I think Pixar, isn't it the vibe of Pixar movies that might be a flop if it doesn't make a billion?
Oh, they'd rather just focus on Toy Story that does a billion.
Yeah, they don't want to have these minor hits. It has to be like a worldwide smash.
Yeah.
Which obviously that movie wasn't because, yeah, like I don't ever hear anything about Planes, the movie.
But yeah, it just is wowing because you never hear about it. Like, it seems like Pixar would kind of be like, we don't want to talk about that movie. But yeah, it did $240 million in the box office.
That's weird. I wonder if you looked at the entire Pixar filmography, like, how many actual flops have they had? Have they had, actually any actual flops where, like, it didn't make back the budget? Like, is that impossible for it to happen to Pixar?
I feel like there wouldn't be that many, but now I just got curious. The movie Up, I think that's a Pixar movie.
Oh, that
right?
was giant.
Okay, but the budget was $175 million, and that made $700 million. But if you do the ratio, now this is, I just am curious now. If you do the ratio, I think those would have made the same amount of money.
Oh,
from
yeah.
budget to box office ratio, but that is like really close to a billion box office. But yeah, I guess Up... that's the crazy thing is that everyone knows, from my point of view, it seems like Up is such a big movie, but Planes
so,
just
wait,
flew
so
under the radar.
So Up took $110 million to make?
$175, it says.
So that kind of makes me feel like Planes was always a low-budget movie, because why it always was meant to be kind of a flop, because why was it only $60 million to make it? Also, how does it take this many millions of dollars to make an animation movie? Like,
it seems like animation movies have the biggest budgets.
Like, what the hell?
I don't know if it's like this anymore, but doesn't it take like years to create animations? Like even Grand Theft Auto 6 that's coming out, haven't they been working on that for like a
yeah.
decade?
So I'm actually so excited.
So hard to master.
When the new Grand Theft Auto comes out, I am becoming a video game person again.
That's why we're stopping the podcast.
I know, because I'm preparing for when that comes out next year.
I know. Playing Grand Theft Auto does sound fun. And I actually played Grand Theft Auto 5, so I mean, I should play Grand Theft Auto 6. What city is it based off of?
Miami. I know. But remember when I first saw a Disney Pixar movie, I was so wowed. I think it was Toy Story. And then the animation just looked so cool. I remember thinking, like, I love this type of animation. And then they just kept making more.
Such a beautiful
gift, you know, Pixar.
It really is.
I love their type of animation, but I hate... People have talked about this so much. The Polar Express animation.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That type of animation grosses everyone out. Because it's scary.
It doesn't really get used.
I think it's because it's scary. It just makes everyone's amygdalas get activated.
Yeah, I mean, it is... It's like... That yeah, it is like really anxiety-ridden kind of because it looks... It's like this in-between of cartoon and real life. And I feel like I'd rather just have cartoons look like cartoons.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives an AI vibe. Like you told ChatGPT, make a Polar Express person. Make a train conductor on a train going to...
Oh, yeah.
Like that's what it would come up with.
I know it does seem like that.
Yeah. So I guess planes... The end story is, I feel like if Lucas doesn't know about it, then it must not have been that big of a movie.
I already know someone's going to comment saying, it's my favorite movie, don't effing slander it.
I know, actually, they'll probably like offending so many people.
But I didn't know that even existed.
Yeah, I feel like the last episode should be saying offensive opinions.
Just making up opinions that we don't even actually have.
Well, I was just thinking the offensive opinions would be like, I like the Whopper more than the Big Mac.
Oh, and then offend half the audience.
Just get really, people really mad.
Do anything else you want to bring up?
That's all we had in the notes.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. I guess we were able to say we'll see you next week. But next week we won't be able to say that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the comments are.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.